From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran. Protesters upset the country's economy is sagging with high unemployment. Observers also say they're upset with President Hassan Rouhani, who won re-election in May with promises to revive the economy. Sanam Vikal is an Iran analyst at Chatham House.
This is sort of a make or break moment for Rouhani, and the protests are really drawing people together on these grievances of inflation, unemployment, growing inequality and corruption. So this is his moment to either come out and actually address some of these grievances in a meaningful way, or he will just ultimately be lumped in with the rest of the political elite.
Iran's 2015 nuclear deal is seen as Rouhani's major achievement. The deal made with the U.S., five other world powers, curbed Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for relief from international sanctions, but economic growth has not followed. Russian news outlet Interfax reporting that a suspect in the St. Petersburg bombing has been arrested. The blast came from a homemade bomb, injured at least 13 people. Militant group Islamic State claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called it an act of terrorism. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security and for promoting peace and stability in Afghanistan. Afghanistan insists the barrier would add to problems for divided families on both sides. This is VOA News.